Penguin Random House presents 1971, a people's history from Bangladesh, Pakistan, and India. Written by Anam Zakaria, narrated by Meher Acharya Dar. Vintage, 1971. Anam Zakaria is an oral historian and the author of Between the Great Divide, A Journey into Pakistan-Administered Kashmir, and The Footprints of Partition, Narratives of Four Generations of Pakistanis and Indians, which won her the 2017 KLF German Peace Prize. She writes frequently on issues of conflict and peace in South Asia. Her work has appeared in the New York Times, Al Jazeera, The Hill Times, Dawn, The Wire, and Scroll. Born and raised in Lahore, Anam currently lives in Toronto. 1971 is her third book. Praise for the book. In many ways, Zakaria's book is an important act of solidarity on the part of a Pakistani. For many years, Bangladeshis have been demanding that Pakistan should formally apologize for the atrocities of 1971. But such apologies are not easily offered, particularly not by states. Citizens, however, have that option. Many years ago, at a women's meeting in Lahore, Pakistani women's groups exercised this option when, over a day of moving music and intense conversation, they offered a formal apology to their Bangladeshi sisters. Zakaria's book follows this distinguished heritage. Urvashi Bhutalia, The Hindu. The book argues persuasively and convincingly that memory and amnesia have been more of a project rather than natural and organic processes. Telegraph. Zakaria's book cuts through the cloud of residual emotions and state propaganda to present a fresh historical perspective. Business Standard. Zakaria goes beyond the politics over the 1971 war in all three countries, whether it is silence, Pakistan, a sense of triumph, India, or a yardstick for nationalism, Bangladesh. She pits people's history against official history, which mostly becomes a victim of politics and state agenda, especially in third world countries, where the truth often lies buried, to show how people remember the conflict and how states influence what people remember. Dawn. At a time when the generation that witnessed the events of 1971 is gradually fading away, it is essential to understand the conflict without the blinkers of state-sanctioned hostility. Zakaria's 1971 allows us to do just that. The news. The book deals with forgotten memories and locates them in the mills of state narratives, providing a rare insight into the way the history of the subcontinent unfolded. Daily Star. A milestone in the oral history of South Asia, which will remain a landmark study for future generations. Professor Tariq Rehman, Bloomsbury, Pakistan. A positive aspect in Zakaria's telling of the tale is her conscious effort to avoid taking sides. She begins as a listener and ends her account of the war as an observer. Sayyed Badrul Ehsan, Dhaka Tribune. 1971, A People's History from Bangladesh, Pakistan, and India, poignantly brings out how 1971 is one of the originary wounds not only for Bangladesh, but also for Pakistan and India, the ramifications of which are felt particularly today. In thinking through the relationship between a nation and the memorialization in South Asia, Anam Zakaria, in her travails while navigating through the myriad permitted narratives and historiographies of these three children of partition, shows the lasting traces of 1971 on the essence of these three countries, exploring memoirs, school textbooks, oral history accounts, history writing processes, museums, and memorials. Zakaria's timely book carries a temporal and moral imperative in a context where the losses of 1971 are not forgiven by history. By decentering the role of India, Bangladesh, and Pakistan beyond the stereotypes of saviors, victims, and perpetrators, 1971 highlights the high stakes that scholarship and public discourse in this area must negotiate around the debates of apology, while being cognizant of the shifting context and readings of these historical instances. So as not to reproduce the coloniality of the present global Islamophobia, in which the history of 1971 is often appropriated. This is because the absence presence in Pakistan, over-presence in Bangladesh, and ignoring in India of 1971 has long-term implications for the imagination or pursuit of possible futures in South Asia. Anam's book is one of those few efforts to make us look at the mirror of 1971 without denying or belittling the injustice perpetrated in East Pakistan by the Pakistani state. It raises questions which intertwine all our trajectories. Nayanika Mukherjee, professor at Durham University, UK, author of The Spectral Wound, Sexual Violence, Public Memories, and the Bangladesh War of 1971. This is a moving, accessible, and at times jolting account of the traumatic, triumphant memory of 1971 that South Asia is yet to process. In Pakistan, the continued silence and erasure have been underway for decades. Official history dominates, and the generation that witnessed the cataclysmic events is fading away. In Bangladesh, the nation-state project remains a work in progress, and the way you see 1971 defines your nationalism. The year 1971 often invokes bravado and military triumph in India, thereby undermining the scale of human suffering and the lasting impact of the war, cessation, and violence that affected millions and changed the history of the region, perhaps forever. Zakaria's work is a timely attempt to set the 1971 record straight and reaffirm the centrality of people in what constitutes history. Raza Rumi, author, director of Park Center for Independent Media, Ithaca College, USA. The events of 1971 that led to the emergence of independent Bangladesh have, for nearly five decades, been hostage to a host of three-way state-sanctioned narratives between India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, which have all erased the factual accounts that took place on the ground in the lives of the people irrevocably changed by them. Anam Zakaria engages with this sensitive and fraught topic in the modern history of the subcontinent and South Asia through the words of those who live to tell what happened, how it happened, and in their own words, why they think it happened. This is an enlightening, deeply felt, harrowing, and urgently needed work on the subject for scholars and laypersons alike, and essential reading on one of the most devastating conflicts of the 20th century. Nadeem Zaman, author of In the Time of the Others. For my Nano, thank you for teaching me the power of storytelling. Preface. Sakut-e-Dhaka, fall of Dhaka, and dismemberment of Pakistan were some of the terms I grew up associating the birth of Bangladesh with. In the collective imagination, 1971 represents a loss.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?